in a bathroom, in a home ec, oh, I'm sorry, family and field science. I don't know. So wash your hands. All right. Oh, my old stuff is there anyway. Oh well. Easy to go here. Wait, is this a circle? No. Well, I keep calling things back online. That brings up the whole point too. It says, you should look at the scriptures and say, you're not the stuff that girls are supposed to do. Trust me, guys have very poignant things to do. There's whole sections on how guys are supposed to do. There aren't. I don't think there are any. Yeah, but that's not from God. Right. Right, but she doesn't have to do that. It can be of low price. That's no problem. But yeah, you know, scriptures are almost completely silent about what's proper in women. See? It's always about what the guy's supposed to be doing. And you're going, well, it's because women were so not acceptable back then. You go, oh no, she was mentioned all the time. Most time you're supposed to be serving your wife and your children. I said, I don't know what the girls are supposed to do. You guys just seem to figure something out. I said, not my place to say. If God has a problem with what women are doing, I bet you we're going to get some scripture. It says, women, this is what you're supposed to do. Good luck, because I hope it doesn't come from a man, because they'll all kill him. They'll all kill him. How dare a man tell me my job? It's like, you're right. God puts his sons in line. Basically, leaves his daughters to their own devices. Trust me, all these people that we memorialize today, or whatever, so we honor them because they went out and they gave their lives defending what? This is our country? That's a little silly. Yeah. How can they put it into place?
So what were you fighting for again?
I don't know. For your wives and your children. It was for your wives and your children. So it always is. It's always about your wives and your children. And mom. And you go, to keep the nation together, ultimately. But yeah, slavery was in it. Both guys down there wanted to keep slavery. It was a huge deal. They didn't want to be dictated to. So what did they get for it? Well, got their butt smashed. And, they just wanted to live their life on their terms. And you go, is slavery a good thing? Nope. We need to go in? Yep. Yeah. Does this have to do with a man's responsibility to his wife and to his children? Because that's what this memorial thing is all about. It's about doing that. Spending any time fighting for much else is not going to sustain me. Because it just trusts me. He'll turn on you. Your band of brothers will wander off and do other things. There's this thing to endure our relationships with our wives and our children, putting them ahead of ourselves. That's what men do. And if you don't do it, then you're not much of a man. That's just in scripture. This is all the places where it talks about what men are supposed to be doing. So I just want to let you know, this does not apply to women particularly. You can't just do it. Then you need to clean yourself up. Make yourself presentable. You don't have a good job? Get one. Do whatever it takes to get that done. So this is really desperately important. God doesn't appreciate to give one of his daughters a crappy life. He doesn't appreciate that. Sorry, I can't say much to girls. Girls need to figure out what girls need to be doing. Because I've always been grateful. Because Elise is really kind to me. She doesn't have to be, but she is. And I'm grateful. Treat me like garbage if you treat me not. Thank you. You know. Build a good pedestal for your wife. And hope and pray that she doesn't use it to make your life miserable. That's all we can hope for. But it's not even our place to even stay. Up to her, what she wants to do with her pedestal that you made for her. She picks it up and beats you to death with it. That's her right. And you were just doing your job. You treat her right, though. It's all through the scriptures. By golly. Treat her right. It doesn't mean fair. It means treat her right. Treat her the way a daughter of God can treat her. More often than not, she will reward that. But sometimes they don't. But that's an anomaly. I don't know what to say about harpies. Except don't date them and don't marry them. Stay away from them. Oh, you hope so. Oh, no, this is a hard thing. Oh, God. It's like, yeah, I'll marry you, and I'll make you pay for it every day. You feel like garbage, just if I think you are. And you go, whoa, thanks. My advice? Don't marry that girl. You get to choose. Because most of the time, it's us begging the girl to have it. Which is absolutely correct and proper. Exactly the relationship which you have with God, too. Begging him to have it. Oh, it's a bird. Man. It's a funny place to die. Do you think basically just stuck him there?
I don't know.
He fell out of a tree or he hit a window. That was it, man. Those guys go pretty fast, you know. When they're flying, if they hit a window at full speed, I imagine they die from it. Yeah, that's right, man. Can't be much protection. Unless their little brains are just made out of rubber. Maybe they are. You know, Heavenly Father's office much. Oh, one last. Oh, that's my question. Oh, yeah. Your biggest thing to worry about is, man, I just hope I don't marry a mean woman, that's all. We're just going to make my life miserable while I'm trying to serve her. It's like, are you going to go out and fight for your way of life? And you go, no, no. It doesn't mean that much to me. I mean, I don't want to live under communism. You know, I don't want to be a Christian. But, you know, in those cases, you usually don't have a choice. You know. God's always been kind of in the micro. Jews were a special group that said, you know, how come Christ came? The children of Israel were under the control of the Romans and hating it. You know, we're a pretty totalitarian group. He didn't do a darn thing to stop that from happening. In fact, he let the Romans win and scattered them to the wind. This sounds like the kind of father that when he's trying to teach his sons a lesson, he throws him in the deep end and says, sink or swim. Yeah. There you go. Absolutely. But he says, yeah. He says, yeah, I know what kind of father you're dealing with. Does he favor his daughters? Yes. He's going to punish you for something. He's not going to be because his daughters get worked over. He don't like it. And you're supposed to stop it from happening. And you didn't know it. Yeah. So God's just fine with you dying to protect your wife and your children. Yeah. It's all cracked up anyway. They have to. They don't have a choice. If it's not going to meet standard, they've got to redo it. Might as well just sit around and redo it. They don't know about it. They forgot about it. Or it's just simply not in the contract. I don't know. They got to fill out contracts now. Hard to think that they haven't considered it. They're waiting until the very, very end because they're still working in that system. be one of the last things they do since it's not cosmetic. Is that the elevator shaft? Could be. Oh yeah. You know what? It's gonna work out, Lee. What? You should be the driver. You want things to go your way, you should drive, but no, it's my job to serve you. That's my job, so it's like, okay. You did. Oh, is that it? Okay. It's the whole thing about knowing where you're going. Got it. The navigator. Not only am I the navigator, I got to be the pilot too.
Yeah.
Got it. When you start giving me grief, I'll always say, "Do you want to drive?" And you'll say no, and we'll say, "Okay, fine." Maybe. Usually not. Okay, yeah. I'll certainly give you that. Oh, how lovely. I don't get into these mid-town dudes, like SMA guys. Whenever I look at them, I get a little disgusted. They're just saying, man, grow up, you know, married poorly, take it. Take it like a man. Oh. Oh, this is a confusing thing. Sorry, no. Ask you. They're like primer. But Trevor Nova and yellow to make it to the movie. We'll see. Yeah. They do it every year. Oh. At least they do part of it every year. Anyway, yeah, you know, those guys that go, "Oh, I'm not going to put that kind of woman," and you go, "Well, it's fine. Don't marry her." There are reasons for spinsters, you know. Men we're supposed to pursue, but the women we're supposed to say, okay, or oh, nay. You know? The girls have ultimate veto power.
It's more about being an employer.
Yeah?
Well, all it's to do is man.
Yeah?
It's kind of a nice young woman.
Yeah? Well, you got all the stuff, didn't you?
No.
Christy Madison.
You were just thinking to me. Could you find me?
Yeah, I guess. Okay.
Why don't we just take a walk in the garden? No one will see the flowers.
It's like, oh, you're setting me up. You realize that you could turn on me in 2 seconds, say that I had done something to you, and I'm dead. I'm toast. No way. That doesn't do anybody any good for me to be in jail. I'm not even doing it for some noble cause.
Oh yeah, do you mind to all the big girls, you know. You know, you look clean.
I do? Oh. That just goes to show you. Spencer. That's a good name. Hey, Spencer. Well, easy girls are kind of a turn off,
well,
honestly. Yeah. He is brand new. Oh no, the first 3 months you can't take off at all. Even if you have stuff saved up. They don't let it happen. That's a standing rule around here. Alright. That's fine. You've got better resources than all of us. That's why I think it's always funny when people say, oh, we have to make sure the singles get rides. You go, what are you talking about? I said, they make as much money as I do, and they don't have a family to support. I'm really confused. They've got tons of money. They've got disposable income. I don't. Yeah? Well, but I've been doing what I do a whole lot longer than she has. I'm sorry, I'm quite a bit older than she is, too.
Yeah.
She's got that much more experience. But she says she has 39. It's like, oh my gosh, you're a kid! Not really, but, you know. It's like 12 years older than you are. Of course I'm doing better than you are. I've taken some huge risks and chances and gone and done some big things before I came back here to, I don't know, without retirement. 31? What? That's just 39.
No, it's 31.
Oh, Heidi. I thought she meant Nicole. She's 39. I thought she was older than that, but okay. Because
yeah.
I was giving her more credit than she were. No, she's not. I'm close. Yeah, and see, everybody thinks I'm their age. You go, I'm going to turn 51 here in a couple of weeks. You want to give me my over-the-hill birthday party, you're late. It's over. Done, miss it, man. I'm not just middle-aged. pretty firmly, so. That's all I gotta tell you. Cheers. Sorry. I know Lisa just flipped you out when she's 20 years older than you think she is. I love you, LJ. I have three. My family feel like you can do with it what you will. If you smile at someone else, I get news. But I might put up with it. Mm-hmm. Well, you already did that to me once, but you do it. Oh. Well, I used to partner here, now I don't. No, I'm not disagreeing. See? Look at the influence you have on me. You're just like, oh, I'm going to see you in the world and get all Jason does what you want. You, yeah, I see. I'll make enough money to make it work very well. But that's okay, I guess. It's up to you, but it's okay. I put a hat back on. Yeah, just silliness.
Okay, you got 2 minutes. I'm gonna go off again.
No.
I love you.
How do you feel? You have to plan something at some point. If it doesn't get like preempted, dang it. We gotta make sure important things are top of the list. Important things keep getting shoved aside. It's terrible. Alright, in a bit. Oh! Come get me about 3:30. Yes. After 3:30. Sounds great. See ya. Tomorrow's the Saturday we're supposed to hang out, huh? Yeah, what can you do? The true electricity. That's right, they're doing the generating. Yeah. Or whatever. Pushing over power or something. tackle the one out by the road. Oh, so I have to turn off the UPS to replace the display. Alright. So this may be nothing at all. What was the time on this? Well, I'll technically be here on campus. I'll be emailable at 10 o'clock there. They're doing the ham radio licensing thing for a couple of weeks. So that will be a couple of hours over there. But I would be available. You know, if something went bad, I would be there. Technically, I'll be able to broadcast. That's close, right? Okay. I'll come at 9. Hopefully it's not going to take me 3 hours. I hope it's just like come in, and then get me in the floor. That'd be a long one. Fine. Okay. Korean, if you'll let me put you here early. I'll let him know. You don't think that's necessary. I'll be close enough so I can be here in like 5 minutes. Have my cell phone in the front. Yeah. I was back up for me. Boy, that took a while. I don't remember how long that took for this. That was a oh, well then that, yeah, we ended up being the last one. I guess that makes it easier to ask for this since we're going to be doing some work on Saturday. I'm going to leave early today, because it's my love day. Somewhere between 3:30 and 4. It's not bothering me all the time. No. The third Friday of every month. But I could tell you a whole story about why it's not set in stone anymore. It actually does happen every Thursday, but at least a third Friday that Lisa doesn't want to deal with the third Friday. It's just she's avoiding things. It usually goes in with a lot. I would say he would be lucky with it. She's very particular about that. So it's like, okay. So we usually do it on a different Friday. So it's not cause issues. I know it happens typically once a month. Although it won't happen in June probably because I got a couple of weeks. It's going to be a couple of weeks. Things like the BDM shouldn't be talking at all. It's starting to really bother me because this is our prelim run-up production. And it's like, this is not going to go well if it goes anything like Playbill. I'm going to keep literally thinking. I haven't been listening to anybody. I should put them up there and say, how obnoxious. Yeah, I kind of figured it was just such a flood, it wasn't even. I could spend most of the time agreeing. see the most amazing thing that we're going to absolutely have to have at some point is going to be in that little thing. No, one of them said, oh, we just do it straight from there. We just put the HTML right in the thing, we have a custom report, and that's what we did. And you go, well, that's another way of doing it. Remember, you talked to me about that one. That's what we need a team worker for. Is just to freaking read that and to be our resource so that when you start talking about problems, they'll say, you can use. I'll go find it for you. And you go, great. Right. I don't think I could do it. I'd go crazy. I'd go, there's nothing real to do. Reading all day long. Some insufferable know-it-all. My son, Caleb, who's going into the military, so it doesn't matter. But, you know, not seeing an accessible know-it-all, but it's got to be something he's interested in. And I can't think of anybody who would be that so interested in Banner that they would want that job. Yeah. That might be good for the training, because I'm sure they've talked about, you know, and you just got them. That'd be great for them to say, yep, if I'm not doing this, I'm doing this email from the system. And I just throw it at people who I think might use it. If they try, I throw it at them. I think it's a healthy way. I need somebody to be my helper. That'd be nice. Well, I don't think anybody really has the time. You really do just need a same filter, just to say, what's relevant to us? Yeah. How can you get somebody who knows what's relevant to us? Uh-oh. Is this the day to wear that? Huh. It looks a little tight. It could be painful. But, you know, yeah, it's supposed to be spiders over. Huh? Huh. Over. Good morning. God. We're having a 13 meeting. What? That's good, because I didn't think he was well suited for that one particularly. We need to do applications that are much larger thing. Oh, you don't like his code? I've never looked at his code. Google might very well drown him and straighten him out. Yeah, but you work for Oracle itself. Well, the four guys are going in three different directions. I know he was playing like crazy in there, looking at all the comments. I'm trying to remember if that's how the original one was done. Was it, yeah, that all the everything was in line. I might have told him to do it for all I know. Yeah, you want to break out your CSS and all that stuff. I thought he had. The last thing he sent us was a whole bunch where it was all broken out. No, it wasn't. It just had different HTML pages. He didn't have it. Or his, yeah, his JavaScript. Yeah, but it's true. Well, I mean, but he was just giving me crap about reuse. That doesn't sound like reuse to me. So you wouldn't be suggesting that we grab them now for operations just to hang on to them for an opening maybe an application somewhere. You wouldn't think that would be a good no, this is what you want. You would have to work beside the guy if he was ultimately being groomed for being Jerry's replacement. Yeah, I know. That's the, yeah. Well, for part of the group that would be left after Jerry leaves. Okay. Because we can only afford two outside. You're not feeling good. You're feeling the love. Okay. Quick. Yeah, I know, and you're going. Yeah, we already got Argo. Can you just perform to Argo? You're going, I can hardly work with you now. And that's if I had to work with you, it's not so 15 numbers, I'd kill you. Yeah, I can't just shove all that in my back pocket and ignore it. No. Actually, it's not that bad because I think we actually have a good candidate that has more experience directly toward what we're liking. We might have another one, I hope. Doing mostly. It's good. It's really good for operations. Ah, dang it. We don't need any more windows, guys. That's the only one you're learning. Did you roll the supply for it? And then say to them, well, we need you a little bit. Hold on. Oh. Yeah, now I see the. We don't have enough people to have an antisocial person. Bigger organizations can fix an antisocial. I don't say that to deal with them like client support does, but. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, the whole one of gosh, why are they leaving? I thought they were happy. Okay, you pretty much told me what I needed to know. Is that basically you wouldn't mind getting rid of them, but I'm trying to be honest about why. I'm not going to get in trouble. You're my boss here. I don't ever want to know what the other is all about. Oh my god. Oh. Yeah, there you go. But I have to work with her. How's that going to be? How do you like managing this person? I don't. You go, ah. Then I don't want to have to worry about it either. Or it's like they're really pumping them up, but they're not really saying the whole thing of, I don't want to lose them, where it's like, oh, I know they're trying to get rid of them. If they get somebody else to hire them, they'll be gone. But that's pretty evil. I might be tempted to do exactly that, but it's I won't say a situation where that happened. Yeah, the current one, if you're saying, I don't really want to know. Yeah, you don't want to know. Oh, that brings up the surprising thing when I heard him come in and he talked about his background. So I said, oh, it's time to check out. And it was like, I don't want to know what he said because that's private. Like, I don't need to know. But it's like, nope, that can't be a good thing to say. But that's right. Either it comes up and they flag it and they say there's something interesting. Or he's just not going to hire this guy. It's like, oh, okay. Yeah, so yeah, pretty much the offer, because that costs money. Yeah. Yeah, it's available. It's available. How you get there? Yeah, it pulls up everything you can. You get everything. Resume, transcript. That's some good classes for the same thing. With Drew from a lot of them. So you got the basics, you got A+. You got better than most. I'm concerned about why I didn't get network spots yet. Yeah, that's because he's just got the title, doesn't mean he's good. That's your A plus, the network plus is next. But he's still, oh, he's got the title yet. He's still at least got the next. Sure, man. You? You'll get a third one? Cool! All the better. Cool! Yeah. It's not going to do us any good. Maybe they just really like it. Well, that's where we're supposed to put our ultimate scores on everything. Doesn't NeoGov just kind of lead you through the whole thing? It's like a racist person based on these things or whatever. Oh. Is it still time for HR to vet it a little bit to make sure they just use the basic? Because any old person can pick their stuff in, and the algorithm doesn't necessarily pick up one of their, they need at least basic competencies. You're in office 365, man, aren't you?
I'm
going
to stuff off the cloud.
I'll put my important stuff up on the cloud. It is awfully nice with that old Chromebook. Man.
Yeah,
oh, we've got three or four things going on today, don't we? We've got to go look at this. Oh, we got the thing with the pad. Yeah. How long is this pad thing going to take? seen this in a long time. I'm gonna chat, it's gonna be about like donuts and fun stuff. No, the orange, yeah. So it wasn't just Christmas. It wasn't just Christmas. They have a new shirt. That's good because you didn't like that one. Well, maybe they would have. I'm glad we have enough people. I didn't want to have to give it to Chris someday because it was the only one. Why not check this?
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, here. Yeah.